Good morning, this is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, April the 6th. I want to wish everybody a happy Easter holiday season, starting with Good Friday tomorrow when the markets will be closed. I hope you have a great time with your family. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were Deets corn down 4 cents, 648 3 quarters, May wheat down 3 quarters of a cent, 681 and a quarter, and May beans down 12 and a quarter cents at 1498 and 3 quarters. Right now, Brazilian beans are $1.75 cheaper than U.S., and the export sales for the week certainly reflect that. The beans, 155.3 for old crop, with a reduction of 48.3 for new crop, leaving us with a total of 107. That's the lowest number I can remember in quite some time. Corn was a good number, combined 1.51. Wheat was terrible again, 193.6 minus 10,000 metric tons from new crop, giving a total there of 183.6, another really poor number. The carryouts are expected to be 1.32 billion bushels on the corn. That's down 23 million. The beans, 198 million bushels, down 12. I think the trade may have been looking for a little bit lower numbers on the averages than that, but that's what we've got out here. So overall, I think the better weather around the Midwest is putting pressure on these grains out here. Meal and oil continue to lead the way down on the beans. Meal was down $1.80 overnight. Oil was down 56 ticks. So a little bit more in line with the crush today than it's been, but we expect that the crush values could suffer as time wears on here. The outside markets, we've got the dollar back up another 23 ticks, but still relatively cheap for what it's been in the past several months. 101.77. Crude oil is down 18. Dow Jones looks to open up about 70 lower here. Silver and gold taking a little bit of a break here. The Argentinians said they're going to start their soy dollar deal on Saturday at 300 pesos to the dollar. Argentinian farmers are saying it's not enough considering the high inflation there. So maybe the heavy Argentinian selling that we've seen in the past on these deals won't be forthcoming this time. Egypt is out there looking for wheat. It looks like Ukrainian wheat is the cheapest for the moment. So overall, I'm surprised they're hitting the beans that bad. I think, you know, it's been the case. We get cheap prices and somebody steps in and buys it, certainly in the last hour of trading out here. The corn went off under the 649 and a half number there. If they close under that, certainly isn't going to bode well. Beans, the first support on a closing basis is 1505. We went off at 1698 and three quarters, so we're under that. Next support would be 1475. You know, if the funds want out, we could certainly get down there in a hurry before the report. Funds are currently long 102,000 contracts of beans and they're long 122,000 contracts of beans, long 98,000 meal and short 9,000 oil out here. They're short about 5,000 corn, short about 102,000 contracts of wheat. So wheat and corn, you know, maybe they want to get shorter the corn against the beans out here. But if we do close under 15 bucks, it may scare the funds out of some more positions here. But, you know, with the tight stocks, I think there's going to be buyers on the break. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.